95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello there. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy life this holiday season and tuning in to hopefully hear some health and hope tips that may help you move a little bit closer towards your goal and beyond. This is a quite a wild time of year, and as you know, there's so much going on, and it starts with all the additional food, all the additional stress, all the additional spending and socializing and all of that. And not to mention, and ironically enough, you know, we are also upon flu season. And the thing that's kind of crazy about that is the fact that sugar and lack of sleep and stress and inflammation, all of that stuff prevents our immune system from doing its job responsibly and efficiently. And especially right now with all the extra things, it's almost like you can't turn around without having extra sweet treats being offered. And of course, they taste delightful, and it's hard not to get caught up in them, but it's all about choices. And I know that sometimes even this past couple weeks, I've been to some events and I have just chosen to not partake. And it's, people will look at me like they're kind of like it's sad that I'm not having any of the sweet treats. But boy, it's not that I'm saying no to those choices or those sweets or those cakes or those whatever. It's more for me personally, I'm saying no to heartburn. I'm saying no to inflammation, and I'm just saying no to not feeling good. And because I really enjoy being able to feel good and not have aches and pains, and just to keep moving forward. So in respects to that, we're going to talk a little bit about, and we talk about a lot here, just those lifestyle choices, because when those are, they're either in balance for the most part or they're out of balance. And when they're in balance, they're taking us towards a healthier us. And when they're out of balance, they're taking us further away from a healthier us and into more of a direction of a sicker us down the road. And if things happened as spontaneously as we get from instant gratification, if let's just say you have a hot fudge sundae and it's like it tastes great and you feel good and you're all, you know, it gives you the warm fuzzies from having that. Gosh, if it was the flip side of that, if we had instant sickness or instant pain from that, I think this whole take on food would be such a different, it'd be such a different thing. I think people would be a lot more apt to make those better choices in the moment, but it's not like that. It's just like that chronic little choice over time is what creates the ill health, and it's easy to make those choices on a daily basis. So that's what we want to just bring to light, is having people know, having you know, that there's a choice, that you do have an opportunity to be mindful about that choice and take a breath and slow down and really enjoy what you're eating, and And then hopefully that will help you continue to gain momentum in that area from just making good choices in, on one day. And let that be contagious for many days to come. So the different areas that you, especially right now during the season that's upon us, if you want to be at your best and get through this holiday season and just enjoy your time, because we're right here, it's right here, right now, and just even, let's just say today was just a crazy day for you and you're frazzled, you just, you're at your wit's end. What could you do right now that's going to help you out? Well, you can have a glass of water. Something that simple is going to help you to relax and feel better, put something really good into your system. And chances are you may not have had enough water as it is today. So that's going to help right there. And let's say you did that and you're just like, okay, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready to feel better. I'm ready to be more on my game tomorrow. The next thing that you can do is start looking around and figuring out going to sleep a little bit earlier tonight, you know? And to do that, you can even put down your electronics about a half hour before you go to sleep, shut the TV off, unwind, maybe take a hot shower, and just plan on going to bed a little bit earlier. And if you have a tough time just, you know, laying there and your mind's going crazy and you have all these thoughts, try putting a little bit of music on and focus on the music. There's nothing for me that falling asleep, all I got to do is take a book out and start reading, and I start yawning pretty much before I go to bed. So
I know a station playing a lot of good Christmas music right now.
There, you know what? You're playing great Christmas music. I really like the choices.
I'm sorry that we were so late doing it this year, but somebody's been busy and didn't have a chance to get it all. But we started at noon today. So
it is great. I really like the, I don't even know the name of the song that played. I just know it from the Peanuts.
Yeah.
What's it called, Jay?
We've got a couple of songs like that.
What is the name of it? Do you know?
I did. I don't know right off the bat.
Okay. I don't know that one either, but I mean, I like that one just because it's a nice instrumental. And music's just.
What is the Peanuts theme song called?
What is it called?
It's called Linus and Lucy.
Ah.
According to my phone.
Okay. I don't think I've ever known that. I
didn't either until one of those bigger radio stations played it, and it popped up on my fancy smancy car radio, like started streaming it across the name, like across the screen, and I'm like, huh, I didn't know that.
What do you do to wind down to go to sleep? Anything, Jay?
It's a good indication that it's time to go to bed when you can't follow what's being said on the sitcom that you're watching on TV anymore.
That is, yeah.
I used to go to bed to music, but then I have learned that if I do that, then I wake up again in the middle of the night. So I just have a stinking suspicion that Santa is going to be bringing me a clock radio with a sleep timer this year, and we're going to solve that problem.
So it will shut off? Is that what you mean?
So it will shut off after like an hour.
Okay.
And will not wake me up again in the middle of the night.
Okay. You know, my I actually do have a dream alarm clock that...
Is it a dream?
It's a dream. I do. I want one, but it's one that it doesn't wake you up with sound. It wakes you up with light. It's like the almost like the sun is rising.
You know, it's kind of funny. As I was... as Santa was browsing Christmas... alarm clocks, because he looks for an alarm clock for Christmas.
He's so savvy.
It was like the big thing now is we're going to project the time on the wall. What? Why would I want you to do that?
Really?
Yeah. I like a dark room, so I don't want any projection on the wall, and I especially don't want him projecting the time on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you just project me some disco colors too while you're at it?
Yeah, maybe do a little light show to your music. That'll be on for an hour.
Crazy.
I haven't ever seen one of those, but I do want one of those ones that it does. I mean, see, my husband, and I'm sure he's tuning in right now.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, John.
Happy birthday, John. Are you still celebrating it a month later?
He probably will be tomorrow night because he'll be off work for a few days. But he's got his set. I call it heart attack mode. I mean, it's so loud and crazy, and then you just like shoot out of bed like whoa. And it's just
not sure that's healthy, John.
It's not healthy for,
you know, heart attacks increase this time of year, John. That's not good.
But that's how he and sometimes he's awake before it goes off, but I need to be like Santa and be perusing the internet for that one that I'm talking about. That it just like gradually gets lighter and lighter, like the sun's coming up.
Santa could not believe, and little kids are going, Mom, why is he calling himself Santa? Santa could not believe when he was browsing Amazon for the selections of clock radios that he could find. You have 228 models to choose from.
What? So give me a price range. Like what?
I think I spent $13.
Okay, golly.
Yeah, it's cheap Chinese stuff.
Wow.
So, you know, after January, it'll be, let's say, $28. Yeah.
It's amazing how much stuff has changed. I know we were listening to something yesterday, and it's so true. When DVD players came out, like, they were hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. And now they're just like, golly, they're like the same price as an alarm clock.
Okay, so one of Santa's elves just stopped by, so I've got to not pay attention for 5 or 10 minutes. So let's go a little bit longer till about 6:20, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, sounds great.
Good deal.
All right. Okay, so that was sleep and waking up. So, and a great thing to do just all year round if you want to start working on that habit of healthy sleep, because there's so many great benefits. In fact, in my world and all my community and my coaching friends, we refer to sleep as nature's nurse, because it repairs so much when we can get that sleep that we need. And it's really only in the last few years has science and medicine began to really understand that without enough high quality sleep, our health and our lives really unravel. And you can just look, there's so many sleep disorders in our society, and people's who, you know, we've all got these demanding schedules, and it just prevents people from getting to bed. And then people will lie awake for hours, hoping for a good night rest. So the lack of restorative sleep is leading many of us into a state that we call non-sickness. And it's premature, and it's like unhealthy eating and a lack of movement. It just really does degrade our health. And being in a state of non-sickness, really, I spent years and years there. And it's like, I always thought that if you weren't sick, you were healthy. And I'm here to tell you that I have learned so much about that, because there's this huge area between being healthy and being sick. And it is called non-sick. And it doesn't mean that you're thriving. It doesn't mean that you're in a good place. It just means that your body has not fully shown signs of illness yet. And depending on your daily choices, like we talked about just when we started the show, you're either moving more towards a healthier state for yourself or a less healthy state for yourself. And that's where actually, when I got started on my journey, I was in a very unhealthy place. And I'm just pretty proud to say that I've moved that up to, gosh, a much, much healthier state. But don't be fooled that Like if you've been to the doctor recently and your numbers are really good, but you're on medication to keep those numbers really good, I mean, that's not a true sign of health. And I know that it's great to have your numbers be good and it's good to feel good, but that's kind of like having a Band-Aid, and that those symptoms are still there. They're just being masked. So I do want to really, that's just kind of a side note of talking about these habits, but just really, you know, think about that for yourself. Do you want to live in a state of just non-sickness, or would you prefer to thrive? Would you prefer to, you know, start to do better and be better and, you know, have more in life? Because I'm here to tell you it's very, very possible. And I'm so encouraged by the people that I have the opportunity to be surrounded with, because we're in it together. And I just truly believe now that healthy lifestyle is where it's at. It's not a path paved of perfection by any means, but it's a path that is, it's so enriching and it's so worthwhile. So, and if you need to have some questions answered as to what that could look like for you, reach out. I'm on Facebook. I'm here. And our number here on the show is 256-737-9505. And you're always welcome to call in with a comment or a question. And then, you know, you can always look me up on my email, ColemanCoach@gmail.com. And it'd just be a pleasure to talk to you and just, you know, find out, where are you? What are you struggling with? What are your hopes and dreams for your health and your life? How can we figure out who is in your world that can help be a really great support system for you? Because without that community and without the right kind of support, chances of breaking through and breaking past long term and creating the habits that we need to sustain long term health, it's not likely if we don't have some very strong supportive people in our world, in our community. Because as they say, we are the average of the five people we hang out most with. And I was just walking with a new friend, actually. Her name's Deb. Walking with her today, and we were just talking about how it's so easy to find people who want to go out and, you know, sit and eat lunch or go have pizza or anything like that. But it's more difficult to find the people that will raise their hand and actually show up for a walk or a hike or something healthy like that, to have that, just to have some different conversation. I mean, we're not talking about food, and we're not talking about, and if we are, we're talking about like healthy stuff, but we're not talking about ooey gooey recipes or really good places to eat. I mean, we're talking about how we're going to be better and what we're working on, and just being in that space of really supporting each other. So I encourage you to find that for yourself. And it's out there. There's so, I mean, even just joining a gym, that's a community. And you can find like-minded people that will help pull you through, because it's not easy, and it's not, and you can have some real motivation and momentum, but that's also going to wane. So you've got to have those people surrounding you so that when those times come, you can grab a hold and be pulled through. There's a great saying that I like, and it's like, when you're doing good, the group needs you. And when you're not doing good, you need the group. And that's the toughest time to show up, but it's the right time to show up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station.
You did say you like the peanuts, so I thought I would bring some out. I mean, I hear they're healthy, especially if they're not that much salty. And
oh, my gosh. Anyway. And those boiled ones are pretty awesome.
A partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of
Scissor Salon.
Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
It's the holidays, and everyone is stressed out over shopping, baking, and general holiday craziness. Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's wants to give you a chance to be the office or family hero. Everyone wants extra brownie points, or should I say chocolate chip cookie points, with their boss and their family this time of year. But we want you to get all the points this year. You could win a 30-piece party platter by sharing why your office or family deserves a party this holiday season. Have you been late one too many times this year? Have you driven your parents crazy asking for the way too expensive present? Or maybe your office or family has a truly inspiring story about all the good you've done in the community this year. Check out our Facebook page for more information about how Live 95 and Jimmy John's of Coleman can make you the holiday hero. Merry Christmas from Coleman's Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's.
This is Dylan Diemert from Friday Night Live wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us at Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, I really appreciate you being here tonight. I know it's a very busy time, and I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that 2019 is coming, and it's coming quick. And regardless if you think that it's possible to attain your health goals or not, I want you to know that it is possible. And there's really nothing that I've found more fulfilling in life than being able to be on that path to a better me. And I just want to invite anybody who's out there who has been thinking about changing, wanting to change, and not ever quite being able to line it up, just come join me. Come check it out. Come see what it could look like for you. Because time is going to pass no matter what. And before you know it, it's going to be this time next year, the end of 2019. And I would be honored to walk the journey with you and just show you the path that has helped me and so many other people in my world now. And to show you a how it can really be long term, and you probably would feel better than you felt in years and years. And I hear that all the time. I hear it's fun, it's energizing, and it's so worth it. Why didn't I do it a long time ago? So, but you got to be ready. You got to be ready to make a change. Okay, a few more things that you can do to help yourself this holiday season, just to not fall prey to all of the crazy things going on, because I want to keep you well. I want you to feel good, and I want you to just to really enjoy this time. So we already mentioned, you know, have some extra water. Really hydrate yourself this season. And if you haven't had water today, have a glass right now. You'll feel better. I promise. Go to bed early. Get some extra sleep. That's going to really help you. Move a little bit. I'm not saying go out and run a marathon or anything, but if you've been spending a lot of time sitting, stand up and stretch. Take a deep breath. Really focus on letting some of that stress out by taking a deep breath in into your belly, and then let that out. And one of the things that I talk to people about all the time, when you get to the end of that breath, you've let your air out, kind of do a belly laugh so you can get the rest of that stale air out. Ho, 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 ho. Because it's amazing how much more air is in there that's just been sitting deep in there. And if you don't practice that art of taking a deep breath a couple times a day, it never comes out, and it just stays in there, and it's just kind of stagnant. So try that and see if that helps you to instantly feel better. All right. And so in respects to stress, that breathing that I just talked about, go watch a funny movie, throw some music on, call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time. Just anything that you can do to kind of shift your mind and help you feel better in that moment.
I think funny movies should be required watching during the holiday season. And you know, there is no brain fart, no lack of selection.
There's not. There's not. In fact, one of our traditions is just Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
But there are. This is just a really good time to do that.
I'm branching out this year. I've searched for a few classics and have marked them to record, so they'll be waiting for me when I get home.
Tell us one.
I will in a minute.
Okay.
Give me like 30 seconds.
Okay. So then the last thing I want to share is in respects to food. I don't at this point of the game. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you just to eat celery from here on out, but just give it a whirl by cutting your portions in half. And if it means taking half home, just try that. See if
Insist
it helps you feel better.
That your wife go out to eat with you and split an entree.
That is a fantastic strategy.
Daddy's home and Daddy's home too. I don't think I've seen those, but they have some pretty phenomenal. I think Chevy Chase is even, and you know, you can't go wrong with a Chevy Chase movie. So.
You can't go wrong with that. Okay. I don't even know if I've, I've ever seen those,
you know,
Jay.
The in-laws come home. I haven't either. That's why I marked them, but I saw a preview for one. Daddy's Home 2, I think, just came out last year. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, and those are Chevy Chase?
I believe Chevy Chase is in at least one or two of them. He's like the in-laws or the elder parents who came to visit or something.
Okay. It's not a Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know.
Okay.
Office Christmas Party is pretty funny. That one came out in theaters last year.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
And I actually really like Elf.
Okay.
Have you seen that one?
Nah, it's been a long time.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a long time for me too, and I watched it. You know, one of the popular ones, I know it's time for me to go, but one of the popular ones that I never quite got it was Polar Express. I know it's not a comedy.
Well, okay, what happened to me last year is one of my relative's husbands, right, my sister's husband, we'll just clarify it, he couldn't stop talking about a movie that I hadn't seen, like, or if I had, it had been, like, forever and a day. So I had to go look that one up. And, I mean, we heard some sound bites for it during Christmas. It's the one about, oh, no, you'll shoot your eye out, kid, from, like, 1956 or something.
Oh, Christmas Story.
Yeah, and that one's, like, nonstop, like, every Christmas on certain TV stations. So, yeah.
Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Yep. All right. If you were not in the Christmas spirit before this show, by golly, you better be now. That's all
Woo-hoo!
I got to say about that. So.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Jay, thank you so much.
It's
thank
been a great
you.
Year, Sandy. It, let's have another
you.
Great year in 2019. And, you know, I think the president and his entourage have even postponed the whole Chinese tariff thing down the road. So your shopping at Walmart should not increase on January 1st. It might be January 15th now. So we should have a good year, right?
It's going to be a great year. I really appreciate you guys and letting me be here. And
We appreciate you contributing content to our community.
Well, have a very Merry
like
Christmas.
Like I had rehearsed that, like I should run for office.
You should. I'd vote for you.
Well, I think everyone else will hear you next year. If I can round up a little time in the week we're taking off after Christmas, we might have to get together and have a little get-together ourselves. And you guys can cook for us again, because that was pretty awesome.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Stay tuned for the
Big D Radio Show.
Big D Radio Show. He's coming up
his
next.
His whole entourage is in the waiting room. So.
All right. You guys are in
I'm
for
sorry,
a
let's,
treat.
Let's make it more professional. The green room. That's actually kind of a beige color. So.
The green room. That's awesome. Well, Big D and his entourage is standing by in the green room, and he'll be up next. Thank you so much, y'all. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you soon. Bye.